From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. ChemChina's $43 billion acquisition of Syngenta has been approved by the Federal Trade Commission on the condition that ChemChina divest three of its generic pesticides. The European Commission, the EU's governing body, approved the deal last Wednesday. The proposed settlement, approved 2-0 by the FTC, requires ChemChina to sell all rights and assets of subsidiary Adama's U.S. crop protection businesses to California-based agrochemical company AMVAC. The U.S. dairy industry is asking President Trump to get tough on Canada. Three separate organizations urge the White House and governors of northern states to take action against Canada for slamming the door on American dairy exports in violation of existing trade commitments between the two nations. The groups say Canada's new Class 7 policy, creating a lower-priced class of milk, is designed to disadvantage U.S. exports to Canada and globally. Capitol Hill appropriators received a pair of letters last week outlining funding priorities for conservation and waterway infrastructure. One letter was signed by more than 220 ag, wildlife, and conservation groups, the other by 22 farm organizations. In the conservation letter addressed to the chair and ranking members of the House and Senate subcommittees responsible for agriculture appropriations, the groups oppose cuts to program funding, pointing to initiatives that were either consolidated or eliminated in the 2014 Farm Bill. And that's your agribusiness update. I'm Bob Larson with the Ag Information Network of the West.